At McNamara & Associates, we've been helping the people of Ipswich and surrounding areas with their legal needs for over 70 years. If you have a legal problem, we've got the solution. Call us now on 135828. Now here is your podcast.
In family law, there can often be a lot of confusion in relation to property settlements. More specifically, at what point are you able to consider a property settlement? And of course, is there a better time than others to think about it? Well, today I'm with David Millwater of McNamara Associates. David, firstly, at what point can you legally consider a property settlement?
Hi, Dan. Well, it depends on whether you're married or de facto, as to the time limits apply, obviously, but the jurisdiction for a property settlement kicks in after separation. So that effectively means that the court can consider doing a property settlement once people have separated. You can obviously do them earlier by way of a financial agreement, a binding financial agreement, they're known as generally. But those types of things are, you know, it's something that usually the parties will put in place at the start of a relationship or prior to a marriage, with the intention of knowing of what's going to happen in the event they do separate. But I take it that you're probably talking about the type of property division once people have separated?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, so, look, it's the time limits for past separation is 2 years for a de facto couple. And it's 12 months from the date of divorce for married people. So to be divorced, you do need to wait 12 months from the date of separation. And so then after people are divorced, they've then got 12 months for them to apply for a property settlement. Now, when I say apply for a property settlement, there's two ways you can do that generally. One of them is by agreement or consent, in which the parties usually we'll see a lawyer get together with what the agreement terms are. That'll all be drafted up. They'll sign it and they'll send it into the court. If the court's satisfied, they'll then make it a binding agreement. The other way is that if people are having a little bit more difficulty, obviously, in agreeing, they can make an application to the court for the court to decide. Generally, the way of agreement is much better in terms of cost, time, and all of those types of things.
So, David, there was that sort of myth around where you had to wait for divorce to occur or to happen before you consider a property settlement, but that's definitely not the case, is it?
No, it's not the case. You can do a property settlement any time after a separation. And, look, it generally depends on what the party's circumstances are as to whether it will be good to do the property settlement straight away or wait and kind of see what happens in certain respects. What I mean by that is that if there's assets that need to be valued and if there's investigations that need to be done, then obviously it's much better to get all of your ducks in a row, so to speak, and work out what your entitlements are before diving into something. But look, if you know, if people are in agreement and if they know all of the ins and outs of that agreement, including you know their entitlements and values and things like that, then usually the best time to do an agreement is when the parties are in agreement. And that might sound silly, but I've been doing this a while, and there's plenty of times that I have seen it where people will kind of put things on the back burner and then all of a sudden they're not as amicable as they once were. So it's always a good idea to try and formalise things once you are in a position where you're comfortable to do that.
David, I'm also assuming that sometimes these things might be led by a sense of urgency, you know, particularly for maybe one of the parties where perhaps the other party has got, you know, more assets around them. They're still in the family home and, you know, all the furnishings, et cetera, and the other party is, you know, maybe in a flat who, you know, and obviously they're wanting to wrap up things quicker so they can get on with their life. Do you find that in practice?
Yes, that happens sometimes. I mean, there is quite commonly an imbalance in terms of people's financial circumstances and I suppose power within the relationship, obviously. So that can happen. One of the main things that we try and do is find out what the circumstances are and obviously look out for people's emotional, psychological, financial security. The idea with that is that you know, if one party is at a disadvantage, then the idea is obviously to make sure that you put some interim arrangements in place to look after them. So, for example, if one party has been the primary earner and the other person who has not been the primary earner is now struggling financially, certainly there can be arrangements made on an interim basis, whether that be by a court or by agreement between the parties, as to what financial support should be put in place for the person who's in a disadvantaged position financially or otherwise. So look, property settlement can mean putting something in place as a kind of a placeholder until a finalisation of the division happens, or it can be that in certain circumstances you can work out all pieces of the puzzle and do it all at once. So, I mean, obviously there's the concept there of spousal maintenance where, you know, one party might need to financially support the other party until they're in a position to support themselves. So, look, it is a complicated process that involves a lot of questions being asked and a lot of information being put together so we can actually piece together what the appropriate division and appropriate arrangements are.
Given the variables, it sounds as if there is really no definitive time or recommended time that you would consider a property settlement. It sounds as if it depends on the idiosyncrasies of each case.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's the importance of looking at a situation and finding out what's going to be best for the parties involved with it. Sometimes there can be urgent applications that need to be made to the court to, as I said before, secure people's financial arrangements. Other times, it's a case where it's all relatively simple and it is best to do the property settlement quite simply and obviously as cheaply as possible, because sometimes the more time that gets spent on it, it might start eating away at the results that might be available at the end of it. What I mean by that is that it's often best to not end up in front of a court if you can help it. It's often best to try and do things by agreement, obviously, where you can. But in terms of whether it's when it's a good time, as I said to you before, if the parties are in agreement and they know what their entitlements are, then that agreement should be done at that time. Because unfortunately, or fortunately, family law is one of these areas of high emotion at times, and you don't know what's going to happen in the weeks to come or the months to come. Whilst people might be amicable at this point, 6 months down the track, things tend to have a habit of changing. So it is good to formalise things once you do have an agreement.
David, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, call us on 1358 28.